Yep, well, that's the reality. You're going to have to do that. So, but I don't know how long she was with you, but you know, that of course is how it happens. We had some you know, we lost one gal that was I mean, she pretty much ran the show, and when she left, this was way back. She was the current, you know, the guy that ran the shop. It was his right-hand gal. And the new regime didn't, you know, have a rapport with her. Like, she had, you know, she was the previous guy that ran the joint's darling. You know, he you know, couldn't think any higher, you know, ever and all that, and knew what she did and what she brought to the table. And then when the new management came in, she was just another, you know, number in that, and that rubbed her the wrong way, and it went back and forth for a little bit, you know, and she tried to stay under the new regime, but she just finally left in frustration. It's like, it's a combination thing. She has to understand that she had a special rapport with, you know, the previous, you know, management, you know, and the management had to realize that she had certain, you know, skills, and it just, that stuff dies, you know, with all that, and probably for the better, you know, but she was fantastic. I mean, she really, you know, we used to joke she ran the place. That's not far from the truth. And then, you know, and then she had somebody she was working with and training younger that would have, should have, could have, you know, taken over. But she ended up leaving, too. They just, they all retired, you know, and when the kids got older, and they retired down to Florida. So that didn't work out. Then we struggled for a while trying to find somebody, you know, capable of coming in and, you know, figuring everything out, because it was just a job, you know, and it's like, no, nothing. And then I had one, I got lucky as hell. I had somebody that needed the benefits, right? You know, they were way overqualified and, you know, had an MBA in business, and she was just fantastic, and came in and just, I was like in heaven. This was like, oh, my God. You know, but of course, it was short-lived. She was, you know, long story, you know, but she, well, not short-lived, but she eventually, you knew that her skills were going to take her other places, and when certain things fell into place for her, of course, she's still with us, but not with my office. So, you know, I still talk to her periodically, but she's moved on to bigger and better and more lucrative things, which, understandably, you know, she... You know, I was lucky to have her for when I did. So it's just, it's tough, man, to find somebody and get the, you know, get the rapport and all that stuff. So you're gonna probably struggle with it. You're gonna have to find a way to make that work. And maybe somebody a little older, you know, maybe wants to do something, you know, retired from some big, you know, big highfalutin thing, wants to maybe do something a little bit closer to home or more convenient. You find somebody that, where the circumstances, you know, match their lifestyle or something, make some sort of a, you know. Hold on.